Unit 3, Part 3. It is Grandparents' Day at school. Two grandparents are talking to the class. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. You may start now. Listen carefully. As you are listening, answer the questions. The recording will be played once only. The recording will begin now. Class, we are happy to have two grandparents with us today. They're going to talk about their daily lives when they were your age. First, we'll hear from Mrs. Lowe, Claire's grandmother. Say hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Claire tells me you're all 10 or 11 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
When I was your age, school was very different. There were more students in classes. Sometimes I had 50 classmates. And I didn't have as much homework as you do. That didn't mean I could play all the time. For me, I had to help with the housework, such as cleaning and preparing meals. When I had free time, I liked drawing, skipping ropes, and playing table tennis. In fact, I could play table tennis well. Thank you, Mrs. Lowe. Now, Mr. Chan, Judy's grandfather, is going to share with us.
Thank you, Miss Tong. My life was very different when I was your age. I grew up in a fishing village and spent most of my time on the water. In fact, I left school after secondary one. That's because my parents believed that being a fisherman was more important than going to school or playing. My favorite things to do at your age were reading comics and drawing. I was very good at drawing the things I saw around the fishing village and on the sea.
Thank you, Mr. Chan. Check your answers now. Number 1. Who is the first speaker? Number 2. Which of the following is not true about Mrs. Lowe when she was young? Number 3. What didn't Mrs. Lowe enjoy doing when she was young? Number 4. Why did Mr. Chan leave school after secondary one? Number 5. Which of the following did Mr. Chan draw? This is the end of Unit 3, Part 3.